Coming up on KUCB News, who exactly is in the running to become Unalaska's next city manager? Stay tuned.
Local news is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Friday, February 2nd, 2018. This weekend, the Unalaska City Council is interviewing four finalists for the city manager position, but before their interviews began in earnest, KUCB had a chance to sit down with three of them yesterday, and now I'll bring you some highlights from those conversations. First, I had the chance to speak with Warren Brown. He lives and works in Ohio, but he's originally from rural New Jersey. Warren told me about his interest in Unalaska's landscape, especially after growing up on the East Coast.
Actually, it was quicker for me to get to the ocean by boat than it was by car. So familiarity with water, fishing industry, any activities that occur in the waters that's right up my alley. Now, the unique thing about Unalaska that I have found, getting the corporation mixed up with the town. But the neat thing about here is anywhere you look, you're surrounded by mountains. Well, the Eastern Seaboard certainly doesn't have that, but the familiarity with the water is something that is in my bailiwick.
Brown went on to tell me that he has about 30 years of experience in public service. He worked in the criminal justice field early in his career, spending time as a probation officer and then as the clerk of courts, which is an elected position. He eventually transitioned into town manager and county administrator sort of roles. Now he works as a human resources director in Huron County, Ohio, focusing on risk management and revenue enhancement. But he says he's looking to make a switch from his current position.
I don't want to say I operate with blinders on, but my skill set is very broad. And right now I'm in a, for lack of a better term, a tunnel vision type position, kind of narrowed. I don't get to do the big picture things. I get to deal, and this is not to say that I can't deal with the minutiae of a project, because I certainly can. But my skill set is one where I work well at 10,000 feet. Looking at the jigsaw puzzle, positioning pieces, snipping edges, sanding off the corner in order to kind of make the jigsaw puzzle meet all together and fit neatly. So that's why I'm looking to get back into a county administrator, city manager type scenario again. I need to use the skill set with which I've been endowed to its fullest degree. And currently I'm not doing that.
I asked Brown if he were chosen for this job, how would he approach some of the recently divisive politics that we've seen in Unalaska's local government? And in response, he told me that he gets along with everyone.
Part of the reason I do is because I always try to put myself in the other person's shoes. Before I make a decision, before I make a judgment statement, I analyze where they're coming from. Sometimes that has to be within seconds. Sometimes it can take till the next meeting to analyze the situation. I work well with anybody. I don't care how many acronyms they have behind their name. I don't care if they have no acronyms. But part of my management style is working from the bottom up. I have a bottom-up approach when it comes to management. I believe that the person who's willing to go out and dig the ditch is just as important as the person who's sitting behind the city manager's desk.
Once again, that was Warren Brown of Ohio, one of the finalists vying to be Unalaska's next city manager. If you're just tuning in, I'm Laura Craigle, and I'm bringing you a brief rundown on the city manager candidates who are on the island this weekend to interview with the city council. KUCB sat down with three of the four finalists yesterday, and now I'm sharing some of the highlights from those conversations. So the second candidate that I spoke with was Jeff Causey of North Carolina. He currently works as the finance director of a nonprofit in Carrboro, North Carolina. It includes a food pantry, a clinic, and a homeless shelter. He told me he's also had previous stints as a town manager, an assistant county manager, and as a CFO of a housing authority. And I asked him why he got into public service.
I don't know. I've always kind of been in public service, I guess. When I was going to college, I got a degree in criminal justice and went into law enforcement straight out of college, and did that for about 4 years. And during the last year of that, I started working on my master's degree in public administration. The idea at the time was that it would help me advance in a law enforcement career, but I had a advisor who really wanted to shift me over to accounting and financial management and local government management. I guess he knew or could tell that I was good with numbers, and miraculously at the time had not gone into engineering, so he kind of reoriented me, and so I came out of college with my master's degree in public administration and decided I wanted to jump right into local government management, so went out, found a job as a town manager, and have been doing that ever since, pretty much. So.
Causey says he doesn't have any experience in Alaska, but he's done a lot of research on this community. Now that he's here and has toured the island some, I asked him what surprised him about Unalaska.
It's funny, because it's been kind of what I expected, but yet unexpected, because I knew from the research and just knowing that it's on an island, kind of remote, that it would have to be a very self-sufficient community. And so, you know, it's been really impressive just how advanced and kind of on top of everything they are. You know, like I say, I was expecting that, but to really see it in person and kind of up close, that impression was kind of unexpected, I guess, in a good way.
I also asked Causey how he'd feel about stepping into Unalaska's current political scene if he were chosen as city manager. Does he have any concerns about hearing about the tensions between the mayor and the council and the last city manager?
I don't think it really gives me any kind of question marks or anything or concerns or anything. I guess maybe I've kind of learned over the years that kind of comes with the territory. And so if you're going to be in this kind of a role, it's just something that you need to be ready for and know how to deal with it. You know, hopefully my personality is one that I don't let things get to me personally, even though I know at times things can seem to get personal, but I tend to let that roll off my back, I think, pretty well. You know, as far as in the professional role of the position, you know, with that kind of contentiousness going on around, I would hope that I'd be able to come in and rebuild some collaborative spirit amongst everybody, maybe get everybody to maybe kind of refocus on the fact that everybody wants what's best. There may be different ideas about how you get to that point, and that's fine to have those kinds of differences of opinion, but we can all agree that we're all working for the same goal.
Once again, that was Jeff Causey of North Carolina, one of the finalists in Unalaska's search for a new city manager. Once again, if you're just tuning in, I am Laura Craigle, here to bring you a brief rundown on the city manager candidates. They're all on the island this weekend to interview with the city council. KUCB sat down with three of four of them yesterday, and now I'm sharing some of the highlights from our conversations. The third candidate I had a chance to sit down with was Thomas Thomas of Illinois. Most recently, he was the city manager in Rock Island, Illinois, but he told me he's had a long and varied career in public administration.
I've been in local government about 22 years, and I've had the opportunity probably live in about five or six different states during the course of my career, from Maryland to Florida to Georgia to Illinois. And I worked at every level as a budget analyst, an associate planner, an assistant county manager, a CAO of a city, a city manager of organizations ranging from 40,000 to 100,000. And I think a lot of those different assets and abilities I could bring to working as city manager of this community.
Having worked in so many different places, I wanted to ask Thomas why he's specifically interested in coming to Unalaska.
I was fascinated by the size of the community, the quality of the schools, because I still have two kids in school. I was fascinated by the huge capital projects this community is doing, and also the way they're doing it is pay-as-you-go, because I've seen so many communities go into debt trying to do these huge capital projects. I'm also fascinated by the relationship with the corporation that owns the land here and working those relationships. I'm fascinated about how you found a way to provide health care in this community through the co-op. So many of those dynamics, being out here, you had to learn how to do things on your own because no one is going to be there to help you, and that independence. And I spend the day going around meeting city employees all over the entire organization. I'm stunned by how their ability to multitask, to do many roles, to get things done.
In that vein, I asked Thomas how he planned to get things done if he's selected a city manager, and he told me he's a consensus builder. He cited his time as a manager in Georgia, where he worked with a highly partisan 15-person city council, which required 8 votes to pass any sort of legislation.
Sometimes it would take on a bigger agenda, it would take me up maybe 2 to 3 or 4 different meetings to build it. And I build it by building up on facts, answering all the questions as thoroughly as possible. Because I've never, while I've worked in environments with elected people, may not agree on issues and may have disruptive disagreements on issues, I've also found that every one of them are elected because they want to do good work for the community they're living in. And that's where you get them. You find out what the issues that are important to them, why they ran for office. And once you pin for those issues, you try to help them be successful. That's my job. If an elected person is failing, this means I'm failing. So I build it up that way.
Once again, that was Thomas Thomas of Illinois, one of the finalists in the running to become Unalaska's new city manager. Unfortunately, KUCB was not able to sit down with the 4th and final candidate yesterday. Aaron Reinders of Unalaska fell ill, according to interim city manager Nancy Peterson. The interim manager told me that Reinders went home to rest up and get well before the very full weekend of interviews ahead, so I couldn't pose some of the same questions to her, but I can share with you her candidate's biography. Reinders has served as Unalaska's assistant city manager since December of 2015. Before that, she was the island's planning director, serving in that role since 2011. Reinders also previously worked in the planning department for the city of Franklin, Tennessee, and has nearly 15 years of experience in municipal government. She is also a certified public manager and planner and was a finalist for this job in 2015. Then she was beaten out by former city manager Dave Martinson, who ultimately selected her as his assistant city manager. And so that concludes our rundown of the 4 candidates looking to be Unalaska's next manager. If you missed any part of this broadcast, we'll be re-airing it today at 5 o'clock, and it'll also be posted online shortly, so check out KUCB.org. But before I sign off, I will remind you of the candidates' schedule this weekend. Tonight, the city is hosting a public meet-and-greet at the Grand Aleutian Hotel from 5 o'clock until 7. Community members are invited to come out and meet the candidates, ask them questions. The interim city manager also says that that is the time to share your suggestions with the council. Tell them which candidates you would or wouldn't pick. And then tomorrow morning, the council will convene an executive session at City Hall to interview those finalists. That should last all day. And finally, on Sunday, councilors will meet again to deliberate and decide if they want to make a job offer to any of these candidates. That deliberation will happen behind closed doors, but the council will reconvene in public to announce any job offer that they may want to make. That public announcement could happen anytime between 9 a.m. and noon on Sunday. So if you can't make it out to City Hall, please tune in to KUCB News on Monday. We'll bring you the full story during our noon newscast. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. You can find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts, followed by your national news from NPR and the Alaska Fisheries Report.